There's a clay pan on the right-hand side as you enter sand country. Clay pans were good places to stay after the rains in winter, as they collect water fast and their silty bottoms hold the water better than sand does. Aboriginal people would stay for months if food was around, and it was a good place to work on making and repairing tools. When it was time to move on, the vegetation around the pans would be burnt. This would increase water flow into the clay pans and encourage plant regrowth so that there would be more water and more food when the people came back again to stay. Aboriginal people in Central Australia moved across their land to use the food and water resources as they became available. Movements were planned, cyclic, and often seasonal. An intricate knowledge of the country and its responses to weather was required to know when to move and where to go. The maps and knowledge for this movement were passed down from generation to generation. Songs, stories, and art helped to conserve the knowledge of where and when to travel.